When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jaguars versus Chiefs preseason opener in Jacksonville. It is finally almost here. One more sleep, ladies and gentlemen, before the Jaguars host the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to dive into everything we're looking for in this preseason opener. It is now less than a month away from the regular season opener. Jaguars at Dolphins. That is September 8th, right? Two-time defending champs, Doug Peterson's coaching mentor, coming into town. You've got master and apprentice situation going on with Andy Reid, Doug Peterson, respectively. You've also got Carson Wentz coming into town, right? Doug Peterson's former quarterback. Obviously, Nick Foles just retired. Connections between Andy Reid, Doug Peterson, and Carson Wentz. Nick Foles got paid a lot by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now retired. But Carson Wentz coming into town as the Kansas City Chiefs backup, I think, is really interesting. Going to be fascinating to see how he plays. And Wentz obviously played against the Jaguars as a Colt as well. So not the first time that the Jaguars have seen him since he departed from Philadelphia. But starters are playing in this one. So there's a lot to get into. I'm really fired up for it. Again, one more sleep. Jaguars hosting the Chiefs tomorrow night at the bank, 7 p.m. We're going to dive into everything to look for in this one. Really appreciate y'all being here. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member on YouTube, access to some cool perks, including discounts at jinjag.com. So let's dive into it. Got to start off with the injury situations for the Jaguars. Ezra Cleveland, leg not playing, and all these players we're going to roll through are not playing in this one. Anton Harrison, concussion protocol. He did return to practice in a limited capacity yesterday, so that's positive movement for Anton Harrison. Progress, but he's not going to play. Keelan Robinson, toe, not going to play. Jordan Jefferson, ankle, not going to play. Eric Armstead, still getting back from that knee injury, surgery, offseason surgery. He's still on the active/PUP, not going to play. Darnell Savage, recovering from offseason shoulder, not going to play. Andrew Wingard has the knee situation going on, not going to play. Stephen Jones, calf, will not play against Kansas City. Everybody else is expected to play, including Ventrell Miller, who has a hand situation. Big old cast wrap thing on that hand, but he's going to play. The Chiefs are also dealing with some injury situations of their own. Don't have the final word on who will play and who will not in this one. But the biggest thing in preseason is not about your opponent. Like, when we get into previews for regular season week one and the rest of the regular season, yes, you will be focusing heavily in those previews on your opponent, what they're going to be trying to do to you. But during the preseason, it's so vanilla. There's not a whole lot of game planning and scheming. So it's really more about what you can do out there on the field versus what your opponent is bringing to the table. You obviously want to avoid any other injuries. That is the main goal throughout the rest of training camp and preseason, is to stay healthy. As I mentioned, no real game planning or scheming, so it's just about executing. It will be interesting to see if there's any adjustments in real time, like at the line of scrimmage, or if the green dot player is out there adjusting anything on the defensive side of the ball. Get yourself out of a bad look, because both teams are trying to win. They have made that clear publicly. It's not just about going out there and getting looks and getting some reps in against a different football team. They say when they're lacing it up, they're playing to win. And so I think fans should also want to win. I think that's fair. Generally speaking, I'm always like, it doesn't matter who wins in the preseason. And it doesn't. It really matters how, individuals look and how maybe the offensive line executes and looks cohesively. And speaking of that offensive line, you want to see sans Anton Harrison and Ezra Cleveland, can they keep Trevor Lawrence clean while he's out there, which shouldn't be a long time, less than a quarter. But Anton Harrison not playing with the concussion protocol, you're starting right tackle. Ezra Cleveland not playing with the leg. I think you're going to see Blake Hance at left guard and Walker Little at right tackle. Little at tackle should be fine. Hance at guard, if he's in the starting lineup and you've got some Chiefs starters on that defensive front, that'll be interesting. I think it really will be. So you want to keep Trevor Lawrence clean out there. Doug Peterson said he's not worried about it. I'd be a little worried. I would be. We'll see. You want to see the connection between Trevor Lawrence, new receivers Gabe Davis, Brian Thomas Jr., right? You want to see Gabe Davis be able to be that physical X on the line of scrimmage, fight through any sort of contact from DBs and corners and be able to go across the middle, catch the ball down the field. Who knows how many opportunities you're going to get in that specific situation, but we'll see. And then Brian Thomas Jr., I just want to see him catch the football, right? It's a big moment, next step in your NFL rookie journey. Brian Thomas Jr., just go out and execute, no mental mistakes, catch the football. I think that'd be great. I also want to know, is the run scheme improved? Will we get a glimpse of that, right? The Jaguars went back to the drawing board this offseason with how they're going to call runs, with how they're going to execute runs. How does that look?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You want to see that look much better. You want to see Travis Etienne getting a little bit of space out there. And Tank Bigsby as well. Talking about players you want to see perform, Jaguars' second and third round picks from 2023 didn't get a lot of run during their rookie seasons. Britton Strange at tight end in the second round and Tank Bigsby in the third round at running back. Can these guys play well and can they show why the Jaguars valued them so highly? Tank Bigsby has had a fantastic camp. He had a fantastic camp last year. I think he is very talented. Britton Strange had a big day earlier this week in camp, catching a lot of footballs. We'll see how it plays out with those two. Keep an eye on running back Jalen Jackson. He has been awesome. Number 36. He has been running the ball strong, catching the ball well out of the backfield. So definitely watch him. I think that he's going to have a good game. I would guess Josiah DeGuara has a good game too, just because every time he's out there, he seems to be making catches. Back into the wide receiver room. Elijah Cooks, Joshua Cephas, Seth Williams, Austin Trammell, Brevin Easton, Denzel Mims. Who stands out? My guess is you're going to see Cooks and Cephas definitely get targeted plenty. I think they want to kind of figure out who can get the job done between those two. Elijah Cooks had a huge preseason last year. Joshua Cephas, we've seen what he can do in training camp, and you saw what he can do at UTSA. Austin Trammell is someone who makes a lot of plays out there. Brevin Easton can make plays. It'll be interesting to watch that back into the wide receiver room, certainly. C.J. Beathard is going to get the number two quarterback reps, even though Mac Jones is listed as the number two quarterback on the depth chart. That depth chart does not make a lot of sense, in my opinion. But how do those two quarterbacks look in comparison to each other out there? I think that'll definitely be something to watch. Defensively, you want to avoid coverage busts, right? Like the Jaguars, one of their huge problems towards the end of last year was coverage busts. Like they were just confused on the back end. The communication wasn't strong. The understanding of the scheme was not strong. You saw just guys not executing. And so it's one thing if you're physically outmatched, but I don't think the Jaguars were physically outmatched last year. I just think that there were issues in terms of understanding how everything was supposed to work with that defense. So avoid coverage busts, gap discipline as well. That's another thing where it's all about communication between the front, the linebackers, and the secondary. This defense needs to be more disciplined throughout. And can Ryan Nielsen make that happen? Has he done enough to get this group playing just more sound football, executing at a higher level? You've got big, strong dudes up front. You've got speed on the back end. This defense should look better, bottom line. You want to see the linebackers flying to the ball? You have your full complement of linebackers in this one, and that is a heavily invested and deep group. You have a high-priced free agent who's now been here for a while, has a new contract, Foye Luke, and love that guy. One of the best players on the team, bar none. You have Devin Lloyd, who is going into his third year as a former first-round pick who you traded up for at the linebacker position. He's looking really solid, but you want to see it. You have Chad Muma, same draft, third round. He's listed as an or starter with Devin Lloyd. You want to see it. Ventrell Miller, fourth-round pick last year, right? Caleb Johnson, a good football player as well. So a lot of linebackers going to be out there for the Jaguars. How does it look? Edge depth as well. You want to see guys like Travis Gibson, Rasheem Green, Yasir Abdullah out there making plays. Jaguars just signed Breland Speaks, who led UFL in sacks, former Kansas City Chiefs second-round pick. Is he able to do anything? Is he able to play? Can someone on the back end at safety show out with no Andrew Wingard? Like, does somebody have an opportunity to compete for the roster early on? We'll see. We will see. Who starts at nickel? My guess, based on the depth chart, is it's Christian Braswell. Again, no Darnell Savage, who will end up being the starter at nickel. But my guess is maybe Christian Braswell. For me, it would be Jarian Jones. No question about it. I want to see all those corners, though. They've been playing well in practice. How do they look against the Chiefs? De'Andre Prince, Buster Brown. You've got Jarian Jones, obviously. You've got several backups that are kind of veteran types. Trey Flowers, Amani Oruwariye. So it'll be fascinating to see what happens back there. You're also probably going to see Adrian Amos play a little bit. We'll see. Jaguars just signed him this week. Special teams, Cam Little. Hopefully you can see him get some big opportunities in this game to make some big kicks. You've also got the new kickoff rule that we're going to see for the Jaguars for the first time. You've seen it a few times now throughout the preseason. Probably going to be pretty vanilla in terms of strategy, but this will still be a big change. Like, if you kick that ball into the end zone, it's coming out to the 30. You don't want to do that. So obviously you want to get it in between the goal line and the 20-yard line, where teams are going to have to return that football and see what happens. And you're going to want to avoid going early, whether you're kicking off or returning. You saw a lot of mistakes in that regard so far, so you just want to see this executed properly throughout the preseason, and then once the regular season comes around, maybe you start mixing things up and showing some strategy. We'll see how it plays out, but excited for this football game. Hopefully you guys are too. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.